let's talk about failure. Now, we're all afraid of it. We're all spooked out about that idea. Well, what if I fail? What if I mess up? What if it doesn't work? Well, let me tell you something. Failure is essential. It's an important part of life. It's part of why we're here. We are here to fail. Well, okay, let me take that back. We're here to succeed, but we're here to fail in order to succeed. Let me explain what I mean by that. Is there anything in this life? Is there anything that you've accomplished that you didn't fail at first? Think about the first time that you tried to ride a bike. I mean, we all know our first time trying to ride a bike, we failed. Down. It hurt, right? And then we didn't want to try anymore, but we did. And that's why we can ride a bike today. Now, with big things, it can be a little scarier. When you're like, I don't know if I'm ready to make this big life decision because what if I fail? When you find yourself saying that, catch yourself. Say, yes, that's it. This is the point where I am about to make an epic fail. Now, of course, you're saying, but I don't want to fail. I especially don't want an epic fail. But you know what Pixar said about success? You know what they said one of their secrets to success is? Fail big and fail fast. Because they know failure is inevitable. It's part of the process. It's necessary in order to succeed. Failure is part of success, and it always precedes it. So, what is the big thing in your life that you're afraid of failing at, but you know is right to do? What is that thing that you most fear doing, even though you know you need to do it? Are you afraid of it? Good, because that means you're probably going to fail. And if you fail, you're going to learn. And if you learn, you're going to succeed if you keep it up. Now, of course, that requires continuing at it, trying and failing and failing and trying and failing until you finally get it right. You may be saying, well, that's easy for you to say. You've got this nice family. You've got this house. And what are you afraid of failing? Well, I can tell you something. I have never, ever, even attempted a backflip. But guess what? Right here, on camera, for you, I'm going to attempt it. Why? So that I can show how awesome I am? Well, no, because I'm going to fail. I'm going to fail miserably. I'm probably going to hurt myself. It's probably going to hurt pretty bad. But guess what? It'll be a step on the right direction to success. I'm going to learn. I'm going to fail. Am I afraid to fail? Okay, yes, I am. But am I going to let that fear stop me from trying? No, because I want to do a backflip. I've never tried it. I've seen it. It looks cool. I think it'd be fun. I want to do it. So I'm going to do it right here, right now. In my living room. Okay, now, I should tell you ahead of time. I have watched a few YouTube videos, so I know kind of what I'm supposed to do. You know, like, I'm supposed to do this little, like, arm whip thing. I know if I don't do the arm whip thing, it's going to be really hard. I know I'm also supposed to tuck, which is like grab my knees or my thighs or something. I'm supposed to do that too. And then I'm supposed to kind of lean back as I go up. And I'm supposed to go straight up, not like fall back. I know those things because I've done a little study because I've done my homework. But now it all takes place in about a half a second. I got to remember all those steps and do them. Am I going to remember them all? Probably not. Am I going to fail? Yes. And that's the point. The point is to fail so that you can learn and succeed. So here we go. For you, on camera, right now. Woo! I promise you, I really have never done a backflip. And I'm going to do it for you right now with Lunch Bucket as my witness. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Warm up. Do some jumps. Oh, now I'm getting scared. But I'm not going to let that stop me. Here we go. Ready? On the count of three. No, not on the count of three. On the count of one. Ready? Go. Oh, I chickened out. See, I failed. I did everything I wasn't supposed to. But guess what? It didn't hurt as bad as I thought it would. And I failed worse than I thought I would. But I'm going to do it. Okay. We've got a kid behind me. Don't want to land on them. You sit here, and I'm going to backflip. Okay. Got to get everything. I can feel the motivation draining out of me because I got kind of scared that time. 3, 2, 1. Oh, gosh. That last little... I can't do it. Okay. No, I can do it. I will do it. Let me be right back. This is my phone, so I can call 911 if I break my neck. But I'm not going to break my neck because I hope I don't break my neck. Okay. Woo. You know, I thought it would be easier the second to third time. It's harder now. I'm getting scared. Gotta give it everything. Ready? Oh, shoot. I chickened out again. I did! I'm gonna do a backflip. Man, I'm gonna have to watch this video to see what I'm doing wrong. It's scary, people! Have you ever tried this? I've been psyched about trying this for a couple weeks now. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do a backflip. I've not even gotten my head below my feet. I'm gonna do it. Okay. Okay. I can't! Why can I not? Get psyched. Start doing some. Oh, seriously. I'm serious, people. I was not expecting this. I thought this would be a really hyped up, exciting, fun fail, but seriously, this is scary. And I'm at home, alone with my kids. What if I do hurt myself? What happens then? What if I'm maimed on the floor? What if I, like, knock myself out? And I'm left here with the stove on! I'm cooking dinner right now. That's partly why I'm sweating. Not to mention the downright fear that I'm experiencing right now. I want to do a backflip. I'm scared out of my mind. And I'm not scared until I'm about to make that jump. Whew! If you got any encouraging words for me, I could use them about now. Failure is essential to success. You'll never succeed without failure.
I know something to say in there. He's broken his leg before when he was a little boy. He was jumping off his bed, and every time he jumped off, he jumped on his bookshelf, and then his, one of his drawers opened a little bit, and then one day he jumped off onto his bookshelf, onto his shelf, and then he jumped off and he broke his leg because his drawer was already opened, so he broke his leg.
Yeah, that's a true story. Let's hope I've learned something since I was two. Okay, kids, back here. I am more scared of this than I was before. I don't have a spotter. I don't have anybody to catch me. I don't have anybody to call 911 if I get knocked out. You could do that, right?
Yeah, I know it. I know the number.
She knows it. She learned it at school. She's been listening. Whew. My motivation's gone. My energy is gone. But it takes energy. It takes everything.
Hey.
They said when you do it, you can't go halfway. You have to give it all you've got. I don't feel like I've got much left. I've even got a headache today. I do. I've had a full day. I'm an epic fail. Kids, you ready for an epic fail?
Yeah.
Woo!
Kids have been crying. That's why you have
Here we
headache.
Go. Okay, if I hurt myself, somehow it'll drive a lesson. Oh, okay, here we go. I'm gonna do it. Ready? Oh! Dang it! Forget the yelp. Oh, man, I can't! Let me put you at a different angle so you can see a little better. Get the sun shining on me. Seriously, my motivation is going down. But I want a backflip. And now I have to ask myself, is it worth it? Failure hurts. It's scary. It's mostly scary. Can I do this? Can I? I've seen it done. You know what I think I'm most afraid of? No, I'm serious. I'm thinking as I'm talking. I think I'm afraid of losing my direction up there. Once I get up and start doing the little... I'm afraid I'm going to lose where I'm at. I'm gonna get confused and come down hard because I don't know where I am. But I'll tell you what I am going to do. I'm stopping this video for a moment. I'm going to go back and watch what I did wrong. I know what I did wrong. I didn't jump straight up. I didn't tuck. But I'm going to go back and watch those videos and see where I went wrong. Wish me luck. Oh. What? Oh, gosh. Oh, shoot. I chickened out again. Oh, I can't. Why can I not? Oh, shoot. Dang it!
Well, that
That was pathetic. I didn't even get close. I didn't even get my head lower than my feet. I didn't even spin much. I just kind of... What's up with that? Well, I have to tell you, it's been about 20 minutes since I watched that video, and I'm not feeling good. I mean, I'm serious. I'm serious. This sounds ridiculous, but I'm feeling nauseous, sick to my soul. I'm not hungry for that dinner I'm cooking over there. Not anymore. And let me tell you why I think that is. That may just be physically the most frightening thing I've ever done. Now, I've done some pretty frightening things, you know, going down the crazy rides at Lagoon and Disneyland and every other theme park I've ever been to, and then all the crazy jumps into water and all these things. Let me tell you, that last second as I go to make that leap, the surge of absolute unbearable terror takes over, and I can't do it. So I guess this ended up being an epic fail after all, because I didn't just fail to try, I failed in front of everybody. The kid's easy, but in front of all you? Yeah, kind of embarrassing. But let me tell you something. This taught me something about fear. It's strong. It's intense. It's real. And it's probably smart. At least in my case. I'm sure it's my body saying, dude, you could die. Let's not die today. I guess I should listen to my body. But then I miss success. But you want to know what the real disappointment is? The real disappointment. I didn't expect to have an awesome jump by the end of this podcast. I knew that I probably wouldn't, but I hoped I would do the little foo and then just kind of land on my knees or maybe, you know, hit my feet and bounce forward or whatever. I didn't even get anywhere near that. It was a pretty bad fail. But you know what? That's a step towards success. The next time I try, I'll be ready for that surge of fear because... Well, no, I take that back. I won't be ready for the surge of fear, but I'll be aware of it. I'll know that it's coming. This is going to take some practice. But isn't that what it's about? Practice and trying and failing and trying and failing. Yeah, I could do it again, but I think I might lose my lunch. I'm finally starting to feel... Okay, I don't think I'm going to barf anyway, but I still don't feel like eating that dinner. So whatever it is that you're failing at or that you want to succeed at, give it a go. Let yourself experience the fear. The fear, it's going to come. It's just going to come. Whether it's essential or not, it's just going to come. Try not to worry about it too much. Just practice. Try it. Fail. Allow yourself to fail. Allow yourself to have epic public fails because failure is essential to success. I do look forward to the day when I can do a backflip, but I can tell it's not going to be today. I'm Chaz Hathaway, author of Marriage is Ordained of God, But Who Came Up with Dating? And Giraffe Tracks, the inspiring true story of an LDS missionary in post-apartheid South Africa. Look at that. My books can do something I can't do. Join us again next time for another episode of Gospel Living Made Epic Fail.
Saved by the was.